Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, this message is not just for high school seniors, but it starts out that way. I think we can all hear something for us. And I started looking to get a feel for where these seniors were in the world. Most of them were born in 1990. I hope that's about right, I hope. A lot happened. Is that close? Okay. A lot happened the year you arrived. Communism fell in Russia. Nelson Mandela was freed from prison in South Africa. Iraqi troops invaded Kuwait and set off the Persian Gulf War. And Jim Henson, creator of the Muppets and Kermit the Frog, died because his belief system rejected antibiotics. All the big stories, in one way or another, represented the effect of ideas and decisions. And when you guys were about 5 years old, the internet was such big news that I was interviewed by the Spartanburg Herald Journal at annual conference because the South Carolina United Methodist Church had, wait for it, a web page. A website. When you were five, that made front page news. And now digital advances are just expected. Now if you have enough money, you can have your music library, you can have the internet and email and games in your pocket on your iPhone. You have one? Anybody get one for graduation yet? Well, you will. I've been told your parents all have gotten you. No. You guys have grown up in an amazing time, and you may even feel just a little bit superior to old folks like me. Don't. Because you had absolutely nothing to do with the things that happened to be in your world when you got here. Nothing. Older people and other people built all of this for you. Now it's your turn. What will you build? And upon what foundation will you build it? But consider this. Some of the things that we call advanced are extremely fragile, even much more fragile than the technology which came before. At a relative's home years ago, I came across some old plate glass negatives. On plate glass, probably you've never seen anything like this. These were of portraits of people that were taken in the late 1800s. Now, these negatives were perfect. If you place one on a scanner, you could see the actual imprint of the actual photons made at the very moment that person smiled in front of the camera in 1878. Amazing. It wasn't faded, it wasn't degraded in any way. And if I did scan that image with our brand new highest technology onto a digital file and stored it on a hard drive, it would last... Well, how many of you have ever had a hard drive fail? Raise your hand. How many of you have never had a hard drive fail? Boy, are you in for a treat. You will. And if your pictures and your tax records and your letters and your drawings and your schoolwork and your names and addresses are on that hard drive and it's not backed up, you will lose everything all at once. It's sort of like having a fireproof safe with gasoline and a match in it. It's the equivalent for some folks of having their home burned to the ground with all its contents. You see, the newest is not always the safest for important images or important thoughts or important and lasting ideas upon which to build a record of memories or even to build a life. Newer is not always better. How firm a foundation? How firm a foundation do we build upon? The conceit of every generation, including mine as I came along, is that now we have arrived. You other guys out of the way. Every generation has felt that all of human history has conspired up until this point to produce me and a few of my friends to set things right. And that's the rub. That's the question. What things are wrong and which way is right? And upon what do we build this grand new world? Careful. We live in a time when human trust and faith in our own ability to control the world, to control nature and weather and economies and even human behavior, that trust in human ability has never been higher. And you guys are entering full adulthood at a time when caution is extremely low and hubris is extremely high. And we've all stopped asking the question, we've almost stopped asking the question, should we do that just because we can do that? For example, and this is a wonderful example, I read about some researchers in California, and they are mapping the fault lines in the earth. And what are they using to find these faults in the earth? Dynamite. They place charges along known faults and they detonate them. What could go wrong? The resulting squiggles and jiggles on the seismograph reveal hidden fault lines. But suppose instead of just jiggling the fault, they jaggle it and it lets go. Well, oops. I guess we didn't know as much about faults as we thought. We live in a time where playing with dynamite has become commonplace. Playing with dynamite is standard operating procedure. Everything is extreme. There are extreme sports and extreme caffeinated sports drinks and risk-taking on top of risk-taking and mingling DNA from different species just to see what will happen. You know, what could go wrong? To expand the metaphor, today there are more dynamite fuses, more accessible to more people in more places than ever before. And so my main thought to this graduating class and to all of us is be careful. Be careful what you swallow and what risk you consider acceptable and what dynamite fuses you light and what foundation you build upon. And so many of your decisions as young folks have been made for you up until now. And you may feel like you've been making your own decisions, but don't fool yourself. Most of you live at home, paid for by your parents, eat food, paid for by your parents, drive cars, paid for by your parents, insurance for the cars, paid for by your parents, and wear clothes, paid for by your parents, and talk and text on a phone, paid for by your parents, and you'll go to a school, paid for by your parents. And they will tell you what tests to take, and then they will give you the grades they think you deserve, and they will write that in your permanent record. Others have largely defined you and boundaried you and kept you safe this far. Now you're going to walk out into a world filled with faults and hidden faults of your own and start making more and more decisions and making up the direction in your life. And some people have the mistaken impression that decisions are things you make every once in a while when a major issue comes up, and that's not true. All of life is made up of decisions. Every conscious moment is another decision, from the moment we wake up to how we fill our day, to short-term and long-term decisions and self-discipline and goals that we are shooting for. All of this defines and builds up and sets a direction for our lives. And most people are dimly aware of what motivates their decisions. And I believe, it's my belief, that many, many people, too many people, don't make decisions at all. They simply adopt the views whole hog of the group, whatever group they most desire to be viewed as a part of. Please don't do that. Please don't do that at whatever age. Think, investigate, don't allow other people to pre-digest your learning experience, your struggles with faith, your political views, your cultural views. Dig for yourself is the only way to get to the real rock bottom where a solid foundation may be built. Beliefs require investigation and struggle. And if you have not investigated and struggled, you do not yet have a personal set of beliefs strong enough to base your life-directing decisions upon. I think of the scripture, Philippians, the second chapter, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Your only true freedom is to choose what you believe, who you follow, and upon what to build. As Socrates said, an unexamined life is not worth living. Well, I'd like you to examine, all of us, examine these questions. Does God exist? If so, how then should I live? Does God love me and forgive my sins and failings? If so, how then should I treat others? Does God love my enemies as well? How then should I treat my enemies? Is there an afterlife? If so, how then should I live? From Matthew, the 7th chapter you heard earlier, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. These days, people are cynical and looking for truth. The church has always been in the truth business. Love God, love others, even enemies, and love yourself. Do this, and you do well. Amen.